Blog Talk Radio.
You know how I get it. I put the work in, so you know I'm committed. Dedicated to money, so I be moving while I get it. I be making moves every second of the minute, just taking care of business. The grind by nature, flow the serious life type. Born in the circle, got a serious blood type. Everything about me, call it the G-type. East Coast nigga, stay popping the pink right. And you can call me a suspect, I must agree to that. So, enough said, I got enough bread, got enough bullets in the gun to take off. You and enough heads, so don't run it, they ain't no way to hide. My aim is so precise, I shoot from afar. I stay on my grind, my team, we go hard. In and out of the zone, under the radar. Need a specialist, I move like a boss. Cause success is a journey, every step of it can cost you. Time and quality, I move with the time. Import the hustle, rotate the grind. Haters on deck, I ain't feeling the vibe. I accepted the ways and the things that don't change. Cushion my system, ain't them telling what I fuck and what I diss them. That's for overlooking on who I am, far from a game man. Who I am, far from a lane. Real recognize real, you know I got a lot in. Put the work in, you know I get it poppin'. Pop on, see it grind by nature. Journey and a whole lot of thinking, lot of thinking. See you can meet your maker. South side, nigga, I'm all about paper. Got venom in my blood, represents outside the hood, show me love, cause I be on my mission, standing on the front line, niggas on deck line, longer than the drum line, get the point if you ain't getting the picture yet, next thing smoking, burn like cigarettes, yeah I've been a vet, look into my life, you can see I've been a threat, so never overlook, cause look, it ain't no such thing as a halfway crook, it ain't no such thing as a halfway hook. It's even real or the realest, survival or the fittest. Salute my position, everything moving. Keep the transition, stop looking, listen. Setting the trend, so respect my tradition. Whip about the rain, we deep in the trenches. Handling the business, the grind by nature, so you know that we in this. Can I get a witness on scene right now? Know how I lock it down, know how I roll for those low. We just say you know how I hold it down.
Show, the all-new DJ Black Season Friends show, guys. It goes down right here on this show every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time, guys. Hey, check it out. I got my guys on the phone, man. They got a live audience right now. We got a lot of people listening, a lot of people on the queue, man. I will get with you people a little later on. Let's get the interview started. You know how we start the show. I'm going to introduce my guest. I have Charlie the Hustler on the phone. Also, I got my man Rex on the phone, guys. These are two outstanding young men, dudes. You guys don't, you're not going to believe some of the music we got tonight, man. I got nothing but great music. You guys get to witness this on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Also, Stacey Darlene will be in here at 8 o'clock. You already know how we do it. Stacey Darlene will be in here. She's the chief editor of the A&R Urban Edition magazine, guys. That's my girl right there. What's up, Stacey? How you doing, babe? She's at work right now. Putting it down, giving the boss man all she can do. Hey, man, this girl is loaded, man. She has three kids, man. You know, she's showing a lot of love to them. Also, man, this girl is a worldwide traveler. Hey, guys, check it out. She lives in Las Vegas. Stacey Darlene. Stacey Darlene in Las Vegas, Nevada right now, guys. Oh, wow. I'm out there. I'm so hyped right now. I got these great artists on the phone, man. We're going to talk to you in a couple seconds. But first of all, let me introduce my guest. What's up, Hustler?
What up, big homie?
What's going on with you, baby? How you doing? What you got going on, brother? What you up to, man?
Chilling, man. I ain't doing too much, man. I ain't trying to beat life or beat me.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. That's what's up. That's all you can do. Hey, also, I want to say hello, give a shout-out to my man, Rex. What's up, Rex?
What's good with you, bro? What's popping
hey,
with
Rex,
you?
Hey, Rex, man. Hey, it's all good in the hood, baby. I'm just sitting back chilling now. About to sip on a margarita in a minute, man. So if you guys hear me talking crazy. Hey, if you guys hear me talking crazy. Yeah, they're talking crazy. I'm all right, all right?
Yeah, most definitely.
That's how we do on the show, man. We relax. We get us a cool, refreshing drink. I advise everybody out there right now listening to the sound of my voice to get yourself some drinks because you're not going to want to get up from where you're sitting there right now, guys. If you're sitting at your computers, you're not going to want to get up from your computers because you're going to want to hear everything these two young men have to say because I'm not going anywhere and I talk really, really fast. You got to keep up with me. If you need to slow down your man a little bit, rewind and slow it down, all right? Okay, guys, we're going to get into let's get into another track real quick by... Let me look real quick through my stuff, what I got, because let's see. Okay, here's one. No, we're not going to play that. We're gonna play something else. I'm going to play something else. I'm going to play an independent artist. Well, you know what? I'm going to play an independent artist, somebody I haven't played in a long, long time. Well, he's not an independent artist, but he is like... He's a major artist. This guy used to be with Tupac back in the days. His name is Fatal Hussein. If you guys remember him, that's Tupac's right-hand man. And also, I deal with E. Amin. So we'll play a song by E. Amin a little later on. We're going to keep this link a little Tupac. So we're going to play a little Tupac today. This is Fatal Hussein.
Shout out to No One Castro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
Dub Entertainment bosses.
Wolfpack, nigga.
Family over everything. You niggas was comfortable. Got a pillow on Sucker Street. Yeah, I watered down.
It's not a gimmick to me,
but nigga.
It's not a gimmick to me.
2013.
It's not a gimmick to me. Gimmicks, I am a beast. I got it from the west. I brought it to the east. But I ain't gotta tell you cause that wouldn't add up.
Nope.
East side west. Flag up. Jersey got no style. Come on, Rick Chilling. Shit funny here. We don't get silly. We get a lot of money. We get a lot of bread. Summertime come, you find a lot of niggas dead. No, I ain't chefing pies, motherfucker, I'm a caker. Certified thug, bona fide money maker. I do it cause I gotta, I rap it cause I live it. Read a story about my life, subtitle is not a gimmick. I'm heavy on my grind, homegrown out of Jersey. If you ain't hitting cops, you niggas is getting served. I'm all about mine, I ride around strapped with the safety on the hammer, you niggas is getting slapped.
Wolfpack, nigga,
it's not a gimmick to me. 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 It's not a gimmick to me.
Shouldn't have to tell you, little buddy, I am the truth. Let's take it to the streets. Forget about the booth. These niggas so much gimmick, they forget about they ass. Put the safety on my hammer, you niggas is getting smacked. This out here frontin', come on, you buggin'. Jersey block dope spot, nigga, who thuggin'? I do it cause I gotta, rap it cause I live it. Not a gimmick, load the clip up with hollows and I'ma send it. But niggas out here tellin', yeah, everybody speakin'. They kicked in little mama door for everybody sleepin'. But fuck it, that's life, to the county, let's go. Investigation racketeering, so I'm on a different flow. Remember when you lying in your corny ass rap? That's somebody else's life, you a gimmick, nigga, you whack. I'm all about mine, I ride around strapped. They done played with my culture, I'm coming to get it back.
Wolfpack, nigga, it's not a gimmick to me. It's not a gimmick to me. It's not a gimmick to me. It's not a gimmick to me.
get it, they don't live it how I live it, so they always gonna be broke. That's why they hate it, right? I don't talk and don't walk, it's your little body. I chalk it and it ain't nothing but murder. That's why I take it, right? The shit you dreaming, I'm seeing like triple beaming and G'ing off out a minute. Ain't no gimmick, so they hate it, right? Don't get it confused if you can't touch it or move it. And we ain't stuck without music, that's why they hate it, right? Hope you ended up a dummy. They know what I know. You ain't getting money. You ain't getting nothing. Me, I'm getting major. Call my guns lifesavers. Coming all kinds of flavors. Money, murder, sex. Spend my money, I'm a wreck. So it all due respect. Cut that motherfucking check. I don't rap it, no living. This is not a gimmick. You ain't got my money, I'ma pay your ass a visit. This ain't Jersey Shore. Middle finger to the law. They killed Lil Cole on his way from the store. From then on, I've been strapped. Bang, I got my money right. Trails recognize real, I don't mess with the funny side. Gloves over love, this is thug detainment. Somebody tell a judge, don't bug the plaintiff. Gloves over love, this is thug detainment. Somebody tell a judge, don't bug the plaintiff.
Now right out there on that porch, three times a week for 50 years, old Ben here would shave my daddy with a straight razor. Now, if I was old Ben, I would have cut my daddy's goddamn throat, and it wouldn't have taken me no 50 years to do it neither. But he never did.
Hey, guys, check it out. That was my man, Fate Hussein, man. That Fate Hussein with Tupac back in the days. You guys know who he is. Hey, man, those guys are real nice. Those are my boys right there, man. I want to give a shout-out to Fate. I want to give a shout-out to my man. What's up, Idi Amin, man? We'll probably get into it with them guys later on in the show. But first of all, I would like to say, what's up, 614-614-980. What's going on? Who's that?
It's Josh, DJ Black Caesar. What's up?
Hey, Josh, what's going on, baby? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Just want to give a shout-out for you, actually.
Oh, man. Dude, always showing me love, man. I appreciate that, man. Hey, Josh is going to be one of those guys you guys are going to be on the lookout for, man. This is a talented young man. This dude does pop. He does R&B. He's a rap artist. Hey, this guy does it all, man. He's also been on the show. You guys heard him live right here. Last week he was on the show, man. Did a fantastic job, guys. Hey, we got a song by Josh. We're going to play it a little later on in the show since he's on the show right now. So we will make sure we represent my man, Josh. Josh is going to be the next big thing that's happening, guys. You'll see. Hey, Josh, what's up, baby? Sit back and relax. Enjoy yourself. Have a couple of drinks on me. And let's check these artists out, man. I got one of these artists on the phone that I know real good. He's from Tupelo, Mississippi. His name is Charlie Hustler. I like that name, Charlie Hustler. His name was, he didn't have a different name before. But I'm going to tell you about his name a little later on the show. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We got a guy named Rex on the phone. Rex is also dirty. He's also real nice, man. This guy is real nice, guys. I met him today, man. My girl called me up, Stacy. Is Stacy here? Who's that young lady talking out there? 347-347-628.
Ain't no young lady, man. It's Bottles, man. We talking about young lady, man.
Hey, Bottles, what's
up? It's Mr. Gift Day.
Hey, Bottles, what's going on, man?
I'm with my lady. At the phone speaker.
Oh, okay. I guess.
I ain't even know I was tapped in, man.
Hey, Bottles, I heard a lady in the phone, man, so I knew it was coming from your phone last.
Yeah, now, I had a phone speaker because I was jamming out. I was jamming out,
right,
and my lady was in the car, and we were talking.
I guess, yeah. Man. Okay.
How you
Bottles,
doing, brother?
What's going on with you, baby?
I'm just chilling, man. You know, we working hard. I dropped three singles off the Spread Love album coming real soon. So I need to get back on the show, and I need to talk to you about the promo, you know. But we talk about that later, though.
Yes, sir. Hey, brother. Hey, you know what? My man, Josh's going to be hollering at me. You're going to be hollering at me. So I'll talk to you both of you guys on the same date. That way we won't have to go over it over and over again. I'll just go through it with both of you gentlemen on the phone. That's all right. I'm going to introduce you to my man, Josh. Josh, I'll introduce you to Bottles. You guys are going to be pretty cool, man. I'm going to introduce all you guys. Everybody that's on this phone line right now, as far as my major people I'm dealing with, they're going to be introduced to you guys. You guys are going to be introduced to them, and we're going to make this a big family thing, baby. Hey, what's up? Poor Man Can, tell me a little about your promotion, what you got going on with Man Can. What's up with that?
Well, the group is called Form Cake, stands for For Mankind, and it's all geared around everything we do for mankind. And for mankind, we want to come out here and spread love within our music, within our actions, within our everything we do in the entertainment business and outside the entertainment business. It's all about spreading love, and we mean that. We're going to spread love like it's the law. You know? So we're about to drop the album, Form Cake, Spread Love. Coming out August, but we're about to drop three singles, Good Times 2, It's Tangible, and Never Give Up. From each member, Bottles, Give Thanks, Belafonte, Chavis White, and Gundon. So we're gonna lay it all out, man. We about to hit jump on a little tour and just spread the love and spread the music out there. You know what I mean?
Hey brother, you know what, man? I'm loving it. I'm digging it. I'm following your swag, man. You know I already love you, brother. You're like my brother, man.
We brothers, man. We brothers. You can't get rid of me.
Check it out.
You can't get rid of me.
Hey, I got you, brother. Hey, since you're on the phone lines, man, don't go anywhere. We're going to play one of your songs later on. I'm going to let you introduce your song. You guys stay on the phone. You and Josh. Josh, you get to introduce your song. You guys hang out with us a little bit. I'm going to shut your mic back off.
All right.
Okay, let's see. We're going to talk to my man, Rex, first. Rex, let's turn Charlie's phone out.
Turn
out
one time.
Rex, what's up, baby? What's going on with you, baby?
Man, it was not much, man, holding this lot and really real, holding this Columbus, holding this Ohio down, man, kicking off my tour June 1st, you know. I'm on tour here in 18 cities through the whole Midwest, so I'm out here networking.
Cool.
You know, dropped the joint with Yuck Mouth, did the video about that. I'm going to release the video. I did a song last year with Yuck. I'm just now releasing the video, so, shout out to Yuck Mouth and that Dragon Gang out there, too.
Right. Yeah, shout out to my man Yuck Mouth, man. I like that dude, man. Yuck Mouth is a down to earth brother, man. That dude is real cool. Tell me who else you've been working with in the game, man. But first of all, let everybody know your name one more time for the people that are just not coming in and sitting down right now in the front row seats. I see you out there, girls and guys. I see you guys sitting in the front seats. You guys look like you're ready to get on with it. You got your Walkman earphone plugged. Ears. Hey, they sitting there, they listen to the TVs, but it's on the radio, man.
Yeah, they wait their head telling about
their
record.
Get off your television, get on your radio, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
yeah,
I really want to hear what you got to say.
I started doing music. I started this music a while ago. You know, I've been working with a lot of artists up here in the Midwest region. You know, focusing really on my album. You know, I go by the name of Rex. I just dropped the album called Pyrex. Y'all can get that on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify.
Okay.
You know, that's Pyrex, P-I-W-R-E-C-K-Z. You know, I got some hot features on that joint. I hooked up with a cat that Jeezy was messing with down in Macon, Georgia. Luke Ruger, he was on CT for a little bit.
I remember Luke.
I got, tracks with him. Just moving around, trying to mess with, different crews and just spread this ghetto gospel out there for real. You know, I done worked with Noble and Castro in the past. I had them down here in Columbus, Ohio. So, you know, it's always to hear something that Fedor or hear anything Edie any of them do, man. We love y'all in Ohio, man, for real. So,
We love them, man. We love them, man. I tried to call up Fedor. I tried to get Fedor on the phone with me, but I guess he wasn't available, so we're going to track Edie Amin a little later on. We're going to try to get him on the phone when I play his song. Hopefully I'll come back with him on the phone lines. But anyway, guys, I want to talk to you a little bit about your career, man. I know you've been doing this for a long time, so how long have you been doing it for real? Can you tell us the exact time limit?
Yeah. I've been rapping for 16 years. I started when I was 13. I'm 29 years old now. So, I put 16 years in the game, and I still ain't got that world recognition like I'm supposed to. So now I'm really bringing my career to full spectrum, doing the shows, doing everything that I've been supposed to have been doing a long time ago that ain't nobody tell me I was supposed to be doing. I'm just rapping. So now I'm handling it. 16 years, and, I'm on the radio with you, hollering at you, chopping it up, and about to go on tour, dropping albums and several mixtapes. I'm working with DJ Sax out of Swisher House. He hosted my mixtape. You know, we got a good bond, a good relationship, you know, out of that Cleveland, St. Clair, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to DJ Sax and the whole Nerve DJs, you know what I'm saying? I've been really, you know, really just trying to work, trying to work, man. After 16, I feel like it's my time. I deserve it, you know.
Right, right, right. Well, hey, tell me something else, man. Like, how'd you get started in the game? Did you start out in your church scene like a lot of people did? Did you start out singing at school choir?
I started
choir?
Out with the church. I started out doing missionary work. You know, I used to do the gospel. You know what I'm saying? I did shows in Monterrey, Mexico. I used to go on mission trips with youth ministry, so it really impacted me to start writing rhymes for God. And, you know, like everybody in music, you know, they start singing. They do it all for the glory of God. I still do it for the glory.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just, my life took a whole nother different turn throughout. I got signed to a record label called Nomads Entertainment at the age of 18 years old, so. It really impacted.
So how'd that go? Did it go like you wanted it to go? Did it work out for you?
It definitely did. It took me to the position I'm in now. You know what I'm saying? I had to shine. It was like a diamond in the rough. It was 10 other artists on the label, so I really had to muscle and put in that grit work to now be the man on my label. You know what I'm saying? Label. Nomad Entertainment. Cool. Shout out to the label.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to LOE, 777. Yes, sir. 777. What's up, guys? Hey, I got another question for you, brother, man. Hey, now, you've been in the game for quite a while. You've been putting it down, putting your lyrics down. What kind of swag do you consider yourself having? What do you consider yourself? What do you listen to now? What's in your iPod right now? First, tell me who do you represent? Tell me somebody that you have the same swag as. If you don't have the same swag as somebody, that's cool. But if you do, let me know, because I really want to know that.
They always be saying I sound like myself, and the reason is that I say that, you know, I show mad respect to the, and I'm a 90s baby, you know, everything, you know, they say the 80s, I'm a 90s baby. I got my game from everything that you see in the 90s. Everybody want to know what a pager was. You want to know,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm a straight 90s, man. I'm all the way 90s. Everything that you can think of with the 90s, I represent it. So, you know, I'm bringing that to the 2000s. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, it was a lot of cats doing it in the 90s, but if they was doing it, you knew who they was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now it's a lot of MCs emerging and ain't paying that homage, you know? And I feel like, you know, that the 90s paid homage to the 80s and all those other, you know, all the other artists. So, I don't want to pinpoint a single nothing out because I really bang my music in my iPod. You know, I got a song called Banging My Own Shit, but I play my own music.
Yeah. That's what
I ain't
you
even going to knock it, though, because, I support the underground. I buy this, you know, I even slide underground artists as such as myself this to DJs and put them in rotation. I even signed local artists to my record label. I got a record label called G-Boy Records. I own a studio and several record stores here in Columbus, Ohio, you know. So
okay.
I do a lot for the artists, but it's just all paying that homage, man. That's what I'm about.
Right, right, right. You got to pay homage, man, because God will take care of you. You pay homage to the people that got you here. You pay homage to them, and they always pay homage to you. Hey, but I got another question for you also, man. Like, you know, the guy I had on the phone earlier, have you ever heard of Bottles Belafonte? You ever heard of him?
Bottles Belafonte. I ain't too for sure. You might have just hit me, though.
Hey, check it out, brother. If you never heard of him, I'm going to send you his link. I'm going to send you Charlie the Hustler's link. I'm going to basically get you locked in with these cats, and I'm going to send you Josh's link also, because Josh is still listening in because he's sending me stuff on Facebook right now. So you guys are going to hook up. But these are all great artists. They weren't great artists. Believe me, I wouldn't even waste your time, brother, because I know you're a good artist. You got a lot of good music out there. I only heard like two songs, though, but I see your girl is sending me probably about four songs on you, but I got to go through that a little later on because I didn't have time to go through them right now. But I will cipher out and listen to it later on, and I will send you a little, you know, a little package on me if you want to get that package, because that package right there could be the answer to your life. I've been trying to get Charlie Hustler involved with that also. So, but the thing is, you know, if you're not ready to get that, then you're not ready to get that. But we're gonna talk some more, brother. I'm gonna hit people what I got going on. I see Coke walking in. What's up, Coke? What's going on, man? What's up, Karan? Playing Achilles in the house, the magazine boys. Okay, the magazine guys. Hey, I got another question to ask you, though, homeboy, because you're excellent. I got a hustler interview tonight, man. Yeah, hustler on the phone. So, yeah, you guys come back and check it out. All right. Now, I got a question to ask you, my man. Now, you're a very talented artist. I mean, you sound very, very nice. You got a lot of great stuff going on. But tell me one thing. Who do you admire the most? Who's out there right now that you really look up to? Who in the game that probably put you in the game right now? Who in the game, I mean, who's a guy to you right now? That's what I want to know. Hello?
What are we doing?
I'm talking to my man Rex. Rex, are you still there? Let's see. I think we might have dropped Rex. Hold on one second, Charlie. Hold on one second. Yeah, we dropped Rex. let me see. Let's get him back on the phone lines.
Yo, technical difficulties.
Yeah, Rex. Hey, check it out, brother. I was talking to my brother, and I was talking to Charlie, and Charlie was like, hey, yo, what's up, man? I was like, damn, that's not who I want to talk to. Rex, I was asking you a question. I went down a list. I said, hey, you know, here's the deal I really want to know, and I know the rest of the audience members want to know also. Like, who is somebody that influenced you really good in music? Who is someone that you look up to? Who is your all-time favorite guy out there right now when it comes to music? Who put you in the game?
Definitely LL.
Definitely LL.
The GOAT, baby. It's funny, but that's what it was, man. You know, I feel like he was, you know, he did his Run DMC thing and all that, but when it got to my genre, it was LL, though. You was growing up, licking your lips and looking at chicks wanting to put them in. Yeah, it was definitely him. You know, I got a lot of inspiration from him, you know. I ain't even gonna lie. Yeah, it ain't something that's in my deck right now, but it's definitely something that I know I went to school with, acting a fool. Mama said, knock you out. I'm ready to battle you. I'm in your face. I'm all that. My whole demeanor was that. And I was
Wow. Hey, man, Ilil, I talked to you a couple months ago. He actually did a drop for me. I'm looking for that drop right now, but I don't see it. But anyway, Ilil is old school guy. Ilil Scratch, man, if you guys know who he's talking about, that's who he's talking about from the olden days, baby. My man is talking about them. Hey, Ilil is the truth right now. But, I mean, so he's the one that put you in the game. He's the one that got you your craft your horizons broadened. He's the one that brought your horizons, huh?
Yeah, man, he brought everything to surface, man. For me, you know, growing up, we wanted to be that. We wanted that microphone on us. We wanted that. You know, it was about that hip hop. It was the whole hip hop scene that we projected and wanted to do.
Right. I got you, man. Well, let me see. I don't see that drop. I thought I had it with me because I was going to play a drop. But anyway, well, hey, you got a couple songs you sent us. Hold on for one second. Let me go to it real quick. You got a couple songs you sent me. And we want to talk about those songs right now. Give me one second. Okay, I'm still processing one of them. Let me start this show over real quick. You guys just hold on. Don't go anywhere. Just stand by real quick because I'm going to start it over because I'm still looking at your song downloading. I downloaded that like about an hour ago. I don't know why it's still downloading. So let me refresh the page real quick.
Correct, baby.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back to it right now. Okay, you got two songs. You got Hold Me Down and I'm Thuggin'. Now, what are those two songs about? What is Hold Me Down about?
You know, Hold Me Down, that's just about, you know what I'm saying, living life out here, you know, day to day, you know, being an artist, you know, you going through different things and dealing with different situations, and all you want really is just somebody to hold you down and be there for you. Really about, like, you know, I ain't really on these females unless you're trying to hold me down, and that's about it. And I'm on my career right now.
Cool. You know, okay. Now you got another song called I'm Thuggin'. What's that song about?
Oh, yeah, that's my single right there. That's the one I'm pumping through the I'm Thuggin'. It's just letting that's what we doing in Ohio, man. You know, y'all heard it from Bone Thugs and all them. This one, you know, they gangsters and this and this and everywhere. I ain't docking with nobody, dude, but, you know, I'm Thuggin'. I'm Thuggin' up here in the O, baby, you know. You know, that's what that is. You know, I released a video to that. I just dropped a mini movie to that. It's on YouTube as well. Just look up Pyrex, P-I-W-R-E-C-K-Z.
Okay, that's what's up. So you're doing a mini movie now, huh?
Yeah, it's the mini movie is done. Now I'm working on the actual movie. It's called Thuggin' and Flexin', which is two of my singles as well.
Okay.
I just took the two singles and combined them and made a movie, Thuggin' and Flexin'.
Okay, that's cool, man, that's cool. Okay, now I got another question for you, brother, because we want to get everything out. Now, do you mind giving out your social networks right now to everybody that's listening so they know where to find you before I play your music?
Yeah, everything is G-Boy Rex, G-E-E-B-O-Y-W-R-E-C-K-Z. That's G-Boy Rex, my IG, Twitter, Instagram, everything G-Boy Rex, Google Plus, all
okay,
that.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. Now, we're going to get to your song called Hold Me Down. I need for you to give me a world premiere on this song. So give me a good world premiere. This is the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show.
Yeah, I'm on that DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, man. Y'all listening to Hold Me Down by Rex featuring Tragic, man. Stay tuned, man, on this DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, man. Check this joint out. It's hot.
I get high,
yeah, I'm high.
I choke,
I smoke.
All these hoes love me, they be throw,
they go.
But I don't give a fuck about no hoe,
no.
All I give a fuck about is dough,
my dough.
I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down, unless you hold me down. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down, unless you hold me down. I'm trying to.
I'm high, I'm blow,
yeah.
No mad G, but record CEO. I don't care about no hoes. This loyalty over everything. Oh, my God and my family first. I'm a real nigga, I'm deal with y'all. I've been putting my work.
Put it in.
Bitch only want a brand new purse.
She
want a nigga in the league ballin' like dirt. I'm ballin' on the scene and I'm smellin' like perk.
You smellin'
all on me cause the polo on my shirt.
It's
on my face, twins on my waist. Got my goonies in the place, she don't wanna make a scene.
Nah, nigga,
I'm just cool to get in this cream.
If you ain't a bad bitch, then you ain't on my team.
Hold a dream, bitch, wake up. If you ain't talkin' money, then what you speakin' for?
What's up?
Nigga, pay up.
You old,
and I'm smoking on
this strong.
I'm smoking, hoes calling my phone.
They on it.
I don't pay them no attention. I'm grinding out of my mission.
I'm grinding,
campaigning politics.
I get high.
I choke,
I smoke.
All these hoes love me, they be throw,
they go.
But I don't give a fuck about no hoe,
no.
All I give a fuck about is dough,
not my dough.
I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down, unless you hold me down. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down, unless you hold me down. I'm trying to tell you something.
I can get drunk with my bitch, smoke weed with my bitch, no sticky seeds in my shit. She love getting high and sucking my dick.
Oh,
tell them. Born to ball like LeBron. What the fuck is y'all hoes on? They tricking off a hair wrong. Talking about you a ride or die. I think that you should just die. Why? Huh? I'm all about my paper scratching. You ain't bringing no paper back. Plain and simple, no riff rap. Yo, boyfriend and his bitch back. Real nigga, I got a rider. When we in the car, that's why you sit behind her. Real bitch, nigga, right beside her. Hoes hang, especially back in line. Don't give them no dick. With no dick, they fucking fuck her. Real life, don't trust them. Don't let a bitch fuck with your bubble. 10 toes down, bitches, I don't love them.
I get high,
I
choke, all these hoes love me, they be throw,
they go.
But I don't give a fuck about
bitch unless you hold me down. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down.
Unless you hold me down.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Yo, yo, man, that was tight, man. That, hey, man, let me tell y'all something, man. Rex, you're a crazy dude, man. You got that crazy, wild sound, man. I like that sound, man. Hey, dude, I'm really feeling that beat, man. You're a good guy, man. That was a good beat right there. I like the style, I like the swag, man. I like the way you performed that. You brought that out. That's the best way I can hear that song coming out. So you did shine on that, man. I just want to let you know that. Also, you got another song called, hold on 1 second, let me go back to it. You got another song called I'm Thuggin'. We're going to get to that song now. That song right there is 4 minutes and 40 seconds long. So what is that song about? You're thuggin'. Are you being a thug?
Man, I'm thuggin'. I got a bar in there. I say I'm, you know. That we on internet radio too, so I'm allowed to say how I want to say. I say I'm true and I'm battered like I'm from New Orleans, but I'm from Ohio and I'm thugging like Bush and Flesh. You know, it's just like I'm thugging, man. All that you picture of a thug with a thug nigga, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I ain't saying like, you know, it's you gotta just hear it. It's a banger. You know, y'all gonna get that exclusive on this DJ, Black Caesar, and Friends show.
That's what it is. Straight up. That's what it is. You guys heard it right here. My man just said he's gonna give us an exclusive on this. This is my man Rex, guys. Check him out. He's thuggin'.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas.
Some goons with me, nigga. Stop plugging. Stop plugging. Get your plug in.
Pyrex,
you know what, nigga? Thuggin'.
Know what it is.
Yeah, I'm about to snub, man. All
day.
And them hoes love it. It's on me. Yeah, I'm smoking on this love, man. And we poppin' rub. Yeah, I'm thuggin', yeah, I'm thuggin', yeah, I'm thuggin', nigga. Got the ticket for the low, bitch, I'm pluggin', nigga. Yeah, I'm thuggin', yeah, I'm thuggin', yeah, I'm thuggin', yeah, nigga. Hit the block, then the mall, then I'm clubbin', nigga. Got some goons with me, nigga, stop mugging, nigga. Yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, nigga. First in the week, bitch, I'm
Black Dickies, black Pyrex, hoodie on. Oh, fuck, nigga, put him in a nursing home. I don't fuck with him, wouldn't put him on a song. I don't trust niggas, count this money on my own. I count this money blind, I think I'm Ray Charles. I'm smoking Green Bay. Bitch, I'm breath bar. My whole team play. We all going hard. A nigga talk rap, he won't see tomorrow. I let him pop off. Yeah, nigga thuggin', thug. Eating over here. Everybody grubbin'. Man's try to hit me. He heard a nigga plugging. I got the ticket for the low and the bitch love it. Yeah, I'm self-made. I get my soul paid. Come around here, stop and get yourself sprayed. For the cheap, minimum wage. Couple pit bulls waiting to get out the cage. I'm on my thug shit, ride round with the cage. No ice cube, it's gon' be an ugly day. If I see a fuck nigga, I'ma let the hollow spray.
Fuck nigga, let the hollow spray.
Yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, nigga. Got the ticket for the low, bitch, I'm thugging, nigga. Yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, nigga. Hit the block, then the mall, then I'm plugging, nigga. Yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, nigga. Got some goons with me, nigga, stop mugging, nigga. Yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, yeah, I'm thugging, nigga. Work in the beat, bitch, I'm plugging, nigga.
Black burner, black Pyrex, cap on. They say I fell off, well guess what, I'm back on. 23 to 45, yeah, I'm still ballin'. A nigga chewin' about it like I'm from New Orleans. Ohio, nigga, thuggin' like wishin' flesh. Got some niggas out in Cleveland that can get you work. My niggas in the 90, yeah, they on that man. Askin' about that package, yeah, it's on deck. With the low tick, but I don't know shit. I'm on this music like a bad bitch. Pulling on hip like my belt buckle. Thugged out, plug out, but I keep a couple. You ain't my fam or my people, I don't even trust you. This stuff mentality got me like fuck them all. J's on my feet like a nigga ball. Hit the block, get this money, tear down the mall. Club scene, late night, party like a star. I don't fuck with the niggas, keep them real far. I'm nothing like them, he'll get it in. Pickin' for the low, no middleman. You bitch, I'm plugging.
Yeah, I'm thuggin', nigga. Got the ticket for the low, bitch, I'm plugging, nigga. Yeah, I'm thuggin', nigga. Hit the block, then the mall, then I'm clubbing. Yeah, I'm thuggin', nigga. Got some goons with me, nigga, stop mugging. Yeah, I'm thuggin', nigga. Work in the way, bitch, I'm plugging, nigga.
Yo, what's up, guys? Hey, I see Shelly Hennett. Hi, Shelly. How you doing, baby?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. How you doing, dog?
Well, I could always be better. I was actually calling because I wanted to tell everybody that I was putting together a mixed tape for the million youth peace march and the petition for a day of peace for the children. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. I talk to Timothy all the time, man. Timothy, I talked to the young lady that's over that also. I talked to her several times, and who's that now?
Kitra.
Yeah, I talked to Kitra like a lot. She actually wants me to come to Washington D.C. To host that. Yeah, I'll probably come there to Washington D.C. Host that event they're going to be having in Washington D.C. on the Capitol Hill. They want me to come there and be the DJ. So yeah, I think I'm gonna do that, man. That's a good look. A good look for anybody that's looking for the working event. So all you guys out there right now, check it out, guys. Check out the Million Youth Peace March coming up. Hey, Shelly, when is that coming up? Do you know?
It's going to come up in October, the actual march.
Okay.
I was actually saying, though, that I'm putting together a mixtape for anybody who has a message for the youth so that we could present to them that day in honor of them. I think it would be a really great thing to offer the youth something that maybe they didn't have and maybe take back some of what we've allowed the music and media today to teach them, you know?
Okay, cool. Well, Shelly, I got somebody on the phone with me right now. What's up, Bottles? Are you still there, Bottles?
Yes, I am, sir.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up,
Shelly? I know you hear Shelly Hernandez on the phone, man, putting it down, man.
I didn't want to say, man. That's an angel right there. Let the world know Shelly Hernandez is an angel.
I got you, man. I got you. Hey, I got a question for you, Bottles. Are you going to be part of the event is going to be in Washington, D.C. in October?
Of course, man. Actually, I spoke to Timothy, sent him emails. So, you know, once you get back to me, wherever he needs me, if he needs me to stay in the security, if he needs me to do music, if he needs me to do whatever for the movement, you know, I'm ready. I'm just waiting on him to holler back at him. Timothy McClure.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what's up, brother, because, hey, we get to meet when we're down there, man, because I'll be in Washington, D.C. around that time also. So we all get to meet up, man, and maybe we can do something real big, man. I know we're going to take pictures and all that. That's going to be great, but
we
do something
Not maybe. We will.
For shizzle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shelly, you going to be there also, Shelly Hernandez?
I'm going to try. Just all.
No, she's going to be there. She's going to be there. Shelly, you're going to
make it
up. We don't want to hear, man. We don't hear no trend. We don't hear no trend. You got to show love now, baby. You got to show love, baby.
We're going to make it up,
right?
Business, Shelly Hernandez. Get there. Don't worry.
Hey, guys, check it out. We got a lot of people on the phone lines right now. Everybody has their hands up. So I'm going to be taking some of your callers in a minute. But let me get back to my man, Rex. Rex, where you at, baby?
What's good? What's family?
Hey, Rex.
Yeah.
We got on the phone line. You got about 15 more minutes to go. So I'm going to just ask you a couple more questions real quickly. Rex, like when you got started the game, like many, many years ago, you said you were 16 when you got started. Like when you got
13.
Started in the game. Oh, you were 15. Okay.
13.
My fault. Okay. Oh, you were 13.
13.
Yeah. It's gonna be 11-7 next.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, man. Now, when you started the game, was the rap game still like it is today, or what has changed in the rap game? What kind of change have you seen in the game right now, from compared to when you were 13 all the way up until now at 28?
I see a lot. Like, the main thing is, I see a lot of artists trying real hard and, like, they're doing all the wrong things. And, you know, when we started doing music, like I say, I knew everybody who was doing it. So it wasn't like, no, you didn't have to try too hard. You guys had to be you. You know what I'm saying? And it was like the people altering that right now. And you know, they trying to be something different with all you, you know, just be you. And you're going to shine. You shouldn't have to do the type of song that's going to that's going to want people chasing you. If you being genuine, they're going to chase you anyways. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I being in it, you know, and still staying humble and still spitting my same song I've been spitting since I've been doing me. You know what I'm saying? It's like I seen a lot of people change up. I seen a lot of people quit what they doing because they tried so hard. I seen a lot of people go to jail and get locked up and can't pursue it. Seen people death and all that with the music. So it's just like, Just be your same person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to
right.
be that same person. That's the main thing. The game has been changed. Everything is altered now. You know what I'm saying? Because what you see on TV, that person might not live that lifestyle that they talking about, or you know, but when they go home, they don't worry about the things that the people who really live in that lifestyle worry about. But they, you know, it's like it's altered now, so everything different. You feel me? It wasn't no room for that. Like I said, you knew everybody back then. Okay, I know this nigga. You feel me? Whether he rapping over here or rapping out there, it's like you was so in tune because it wasn't everybody and their mama wasn't doing it. So, you know what I'm saying? You was real in tune with the rap community. Now the rap community is just all over the place. It's everywhere.
Wow.
I watched the whole game change. I've been trying to get him put in the dough forever. Like, but it's just like I'm still doing me, and gradually fans is coming, people coming. I stayed doing me, and now they coming to me. I ain't got to go look for a show to go book it or nothing like that. I ain't even a mid-level artist. I'm still underground. It's like I've seen the game change. I'm not trying to do what the other artists doing. I'm not going to put on no shiny suit or none of that.
I'm not dancing
all in the videos, and, you know. But these cats is really doing that, man. And you know, they wearing, you know, got on all this jewelry and all this other stuff. You know, just doing that for the fan, which is cool. I don't knock niggas with jewelry or nothing like that.
Yeah,
but it's just like, you know, that was always in the game. But it's just like now, yeah, you deserve it. When you got that chain back then, you put in some work for that chain. You ain't putting in no work rocking chains.
I know.
For real, you coming. Niggas got two chains and putting in work for them, though.
I know.
God damn, oh, you don't want it.
Hey, brother, you're right about that, man. You're right, absolutely, man. Hey, now, I got a question too, man. Like, what do you see yourself in the future, man? Like, what do you see yourself in the future of what's going on right now? Do you see yourself in the future? Or do you see yourself, like, on the set outskirts? What do you plan on doing?
Like, in the future, I really want to line. I got filming company that I really want to get off the ground. It's called Pyrex Vision.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I can see myself doing getting off into that film. You know, that's area. You know, either the houses or real estate after the streets or either the finished film after the rap. Real.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get off into that film game, get on some of this TV. Everybody want to be on TV.
Right.
No, that's what I see myself doing in the future, again, on TV.
Cool. That's what's
up,
man.
I feel like I'm traveling all around the world, you know, spreading this ghetto gospel and you know, just being on that screen, that tube somewhere.
Right. Now, Stacey Darlene will be here in a couple minutes, man. I'm looking at the clock. She'll be here like in 9 minutes, so you guys stick around for that. With Stacey Darlene, she'll be here in a little bit. Right now, the phone lines are going stupid crazy, man. We got so many people on the phone lines right now. Seems like they're going to be filled up, but nobody really has their hands up. I see the ones that do have their hands up. I see you guys out there. I'll be getting with you guys in just a minute. Well, let's take a phone call right now. Hold on 1 second. Let's take one of these callers. 240-619. What's up?
Hey, man, DJ Black Caesar, man. It's your boy D Bonds, man. What's going on?
Hey, D Bonds, how you doing, man? You doing
alright? Yeah, man, always, you know what I'm saying? I was sitting, man, wasn't doing nothing. I was like, man, let me tune in to my man DJ Black Caesar show, man, because whoever tuned
man.
In, whoever listening right now, man, if it's one thing you need to know, and two things for certain, man, DJ Black Caesar looks out for the indie artists, man. So y'all got to start showing this man love and giving him that credit he deserves, man. Real talk. Real
Thanks
talk, man. You doing big things, man.
You just made my day, D. Barnes. You just made my day, brother, because, I mean, hey, the truth is the truth, man. I do represent the independent artists. I am one of those guys, and I do love all y'all, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man.
And just because you're on the show tonight, we're going to play one of your songs. I have my man Barnes on the phone, man. R&B sensation, baby. We're going to hear something from him later on. First of all, hey, D. Barnes, you hear this artist I got on the phone right now? I got my man Hustle on the phone. Hustle's on the phone with me. And I also have my man Rex on the phone. Did you hear any Rex music earlier?
Actually, man, I haven't. I just heard y'all talking because I called in, like, you know, right as soon as y'all started having the convo.
Okay. I'm going to play another one of Rex's songs. Hold on 1 second, brother. I'm going to play this just for you because I know you are a real artist. I know you're an artist that knows good music, and I'm going to play this song right now called Hold Me Down. Check it out.
I get high,
I'm high,
I choke,
I smoke.
All these hoes love me, they eat throw,
they go.
But I don't give a fuck about no hoe,
no hoe.
All I give a fuck about is dough,
about my dough. I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down, unless you hold me down. Hey, let me tell you something, I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down, unless you hold me down. I'm trying to tell you
I'm high, I'm blow,
yeah.
No mad G, but reckon CEO. I don't care about no hoe. This loyalty over everything. My God and my family
first.
I'm a real nigga, I don't deal with y'all. I've been putting my work.
Put it in.
Bitch only want a brand new purse.
She
want a nigga in the league ballin' like dirt. I'm ballin' on the scene and I'm smellin' like perk.
You saw it
all on me cause the polo on my shirt.
It's shawty
on my face, twins on my waist. Got my goonies in the place, you don't wanna make a scene.
Nah, nigga,
I'm just cool to get in this cream.
If you ain't a bad bitch, then you ain't on my team.
Hold a dream, bitch, wake up. You ain't talking money, then what you speaking for?
What's up?
Nigga, pay up.
You old,
and I'm smoking on this strong.
I'm smoking,
hoes calling my phone.
They on it.
I don't pay them no attention. I'm grinding out of my mission.
I'm grinding,
campaigning politics.
I get high,
I choke,
I smoke.
All these hoes love me, they be throw,
they go.
But I don't give a fuck about no hoe,
no hoe.
All I give a fuck about is dough,
about my dough. I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down, unless you hold me down. Hey, let me tell you something, I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down, unless you hold me down.
I'm trying to tell you, I can get drunk with my bitch, smoke weed with my bitch, no sticky seeds in my shit, she love getting high and sucking my dick. Oh, oh, tell them, born the ball like LeBron, what the fuck is y'all hoes on? They tricking off of heroin, talking about you would ride or die, I think that you should just die, why, huh? I'm all about my paper scratching, you ain't bringing no paper back. Plain and simple, no riff-raff, your boyfriend and his bitch back. Real nigga, I got a rider, when we in the car, that's why you sit behind her. Real bitch, nigga, right beside her. Hoes hate, especially back in line. Don't give them no dick, with no dick, they fucking fuck her. Real life, don't trust them, don't let a bitch fuck with your bubble. 10 toes down, bitches, I don't love them.
I'm high, I choke, all these hoes love me, they be throw. But I don't give a fuck about no hoe. All I give a fuck about is dough.
I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't even care about a bitch unless you hold me down. I'm trying to tell you something.
Yo, you heard it, Gaz. What do you think about that song right there, my man? What do you think about that song, brother?
Man, hey, I'm gonna tell you something, man. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? I started really getting into the song probably like, you know, end of the first verse coming into the hook. And the reason why was because I fell in love with the production, man. Like, anyone who listens to my music and know me, man, I love music and I love professional quality in your music, man. Like, when I hear that professional quality, I start listening to what you have to say, and it's so important, man. And I didn't catch the rapper's name, man, but the track that I just heard, man, dope, bro. Like, your production is dope, man. Your hook was catchy. I found myself coming back around. I was like grooving to that joint, sitting here grooving, man. I'm telling you, dope track, man. Hey, keep it going, man. And whatever you do, don't lose that professional, man, quality that you got in your music, man. That's so important. So important.
Hey, good looking out, fam. I appreciate that, too, man. And I definitely got to get linked in with you on the...
Hey,
definitely
got to
get linked
in. D-Barnes gave you a good salute, my brother. D-Barnes is one of the guys that... I'm sorry. I would say he is a major artist, and I'm going to show you why in just a couple seconds. If D-Barnes gives you criticism like that, D-Barnes really feeling your music, that means the rest of the world's going to feel your music, man. I'm feeling your music also, brother, so I want to play one of D-Barnes' songs so you can hear how you're getting criticized, man. This is one of D-Barnes' songs. This is She Likes.
That's real, man.
I could tell that girl, you're loving every bit of it, especially when I
I'm sipping on it, man, I die. She likes it when I'm hitting all the men I spy. She likes it when I smoke it, never miss a thing. She likes it when I drop it, put it in the frame. She's screaming, don't stop, keep it coming, babe. She's screaming, don't stop, cause I want you, babe. Waiting for me, she had to be, cause girl, you're so excited. So excited, just let it be, cause I know I should like it, girl.
That's professionalism right there. Straight up.
That's why I wanted to get D. Barnes' information, because there's just to show you how talented this guy is, man. D. Barnes is.
Man, we need that in Ohio, bro. We need you up here. We need you up here. So
hey,
he booked you up here.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, my dude, and Black Seeds, man. You know, it's nothing but all love, man. You know what I'm saying? Crazy thing is, man, Seeds, bro, we got I gotta definitely get you some new material, man, because, hey, I appreciate you saying that's a banger, homie, but that's a 2012 banger. Like, I did that 2012, like 2014, we doing new things, Seeds doing new things. Man, it's, we all trying to get it, man. So, hey, my dude, my contact, you know what I'm saying, if you want to get it, you know what I'm saying, you can find me on Facebook, Dante Bonds. You can find me on Twitter at Ambi Guru. I'd love to do a track with you, bro. No doubt.
Most definitely.
I love working with other artists, man. It's nothing.
That's real. That's real. That's genuine, too. That's all. Hey, 2000, you know what? I just figured the game out, though. That shit you said in that 2012 shit, every nigga that's getting on all these hot songs that you hearing is really from, like, 2011. I know, like, the niggas who, like, say, for instance, Lantana, the All Hustle No Luck, bro, he did that song in, like, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Doughboys Cash Out, that I Sell Dope, Fuck Hoes, Rock Ice, mm-hmm. they did that in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And these niggas, the world, just knowing these songs, and they just now getting on. I'm like, bro, like, that's what the game is right now. Taking that song, like a song like that from 2012, how you say, and that's the next BET song right there, real talk.
Hey, Rex, hey, D-Barnes and Rex, check it out, my brothers. I hate to break you guys up, man, but I got Stacey Darlene in the house. What's up, Stacey Darlene?
Hey, everyone. How's everybody doing?
What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, Stacey. I'm glad you're here, man, because I got a fantastic artist you're about to interview right now. His name is Charlie the Hustler, man. This guy's outstanding. He's also a good friend of mine, and we're going to get him hooked up on this show right now. We also got a magazine interview with him. I want you to do one with D. Barnes whenever you can. I want you to get one with my man on the phone right now, Rex. Rex, get back with information. He'll send me all of this information. So I'll text over to you when we get a chance, all right? But first of all, Rex, I want you to come front and center and give your social networks out one more time before you get out of here, brother.
Yo. You say what, bro?
I want you to give your social networks out one more time so you can listen to the Hustlers interview.
Okay, y'all can reach me at G-Boy Rex. That's GEEBOYWRECKZ. That's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Rex, Pyrex on YouTube, PIWRECKZ. Look at all that on there, man. I'm on all the networks, Reverb, everything G-Boy Rex.
Wow, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you, D-Boy Rex. We got you going on, man. Hey, get with me a little later on in the week, man, so I can get your information on Facebook. How about sending me everything to your chat box on Facebook? When we get done with the show tonight, I always salute everyone, so I'll be saluting you. I'll be saluting D Barnes and also my man Hustler on the game on the phone right now. I'll be saluting all you guys. And I want to salute Stacey Darlene right now in front of everyone. Thank you, Stacey Darlene, for being the person you are today, and thank you for coming in about to take over the interviews. You got one of the best interviewers in the house right now, Stacey Darlene.
Aww.
This guy right here,
Hey, check it out, man. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings today. We had a good time. We had a couple of drinks. We put a couple back. But anyway, at least he did. I only put one back. Hey, Hustler, what was that drink called again? It was called the coconut.
Margarita coconut. Kicking coconut. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, anything with coconut's going to be banging.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, Stacey, so good, man. I started licking my fingers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. You know, your boy got to lick his fingers. Hey, check it out, guys. Check me out on the Double XL magazine. I'll have an interview on that thing coming up for next month.
Nice.
I'll be in the Double XL magazine. I talked to Baby Savage today. They're going to be interviewing me for that magazine right there. And I'm going to do the same thing for Baby Savage. Okay, guys. Hey, check it out, guys. We got my man Hustler. What's up, Hustler?
Shit, chilling, homeboy. What it do?
Hey,
representing.
Man, I don't know about you, my brother. I don't know about you and what you got going on right now, but I will tell you this, man. I'm blessed, brother. And I know you're blessed also.
Amen.
I seen you today. You look like you're in good shape. My man did a workout at the house when I was at the house, man. He took a break. This is what I really like to see. This is what I like to see right here. When I see somebody take a break when they got company at the house, dude didn't even look at me as company. He looked at me, I guess he looked at me like family, because he went there and took a shower after he got through working out. This dude actually took about an hour and worked out in his house, man, doing the push-ups, the sit-ups, the calisthenics, arm curls, arm lifts, sad-to-sad rope. I mean, this dude did everything in the house while I was there, guys. And I was looking at this nigga, and he busted a sweat, man. This dude actually busted a sweat when he was like, hey, DJ Black Caesar, I got to go take a shower, man. You mad? I was like, nah, bro, go take your shower, man. So I got to give a shout-out to my man, Hustler, man. Hustler said, you know what, man, I got to look good. I can't only sing good. I got to look good on the stage, man.
That's right.
So Hustler,
an image.
Yeah, Hustler's getting ready for us. Hey, Hustler's getting ready for his image. Hey, this is the D Hustler right here, man. And I want you to talk to him because since you're a chief editor of the magazine, listen to some of this stuff. You can use this from that magazine. I'm going to tape record everything he's going to be telling. Well, you already got the shows are recorded. I'm sorry. I ain't got to tape record nothing. The shows are recorded. So from now on, what we're going to do with the shows is we're going to take out the people that are on radio shows right now. I'm going to get the interviews set up for you on the radio, and then you can just take the information from there. You can cipher out the information you need. You can talk to them. You can do whatever you want to do, State Philly, because we're going to break that down for you so you won't get so behind. You dig what I'm saying?
I got you. And you know what? I think in this particular case, I think we're going to be blessed that, you know, we've got a guy in the U.K., G.F. Hatif. Now, has he been in contact with you, Charlie? Has he contacted you?
No, ma'am.
He hasn't contacted you. Okay. Then absolutely, we'll go ahead and go with this because I was going to say, you know, him. I purposely, if I interview somebody, I try to have G do an alternate interview so we can get a different line of questioning. But definitely, no doubt, we got you, man. We got you. So, you're right. It's definitely recorded. Makes it easier. Anyways,
right.
Charlie, I ask everybody that comes on the show, this is just kind of like my little thing. I always like to know, especially because Caesar and I are big old-school hip-hop fans, and I always have to put that out there, Caesar, because, you know, if you guys missed it, Caesar had an incredible interview in the first edition of A&R Review Magazine, and it tells him a little bit. I don't remember the name of the brother. I think it was Rex that was on there, and he was talking about LL. And, Caesar, you got Grim Caesar and Coke. Right, based on LL, am I right? So that was that. You know, you guys had to check out that first interview. Anyways, the reason why
most definitely.
Stacey
is always talking about Coke, man. She talks about Coke and Grimm. She's all the time with LL. Hey, girl, you a funny chick, man. You funny.
Y'all had to bring it back up.
You know,
Coke said, you know who the best is.
The reason why I brought this up is I always like to ask, can you tell me, Charlie, when did you fall in love with hip-hop?
I fell in love with hip-hop around my, like, fourth grade, something like that. Yeah. It was a local artist. He was on the radio here. He was MC Cool at the time. You know, he was local. I was like, man, a local man on the radio. And then ever since then, I started, you know, wanting to do music. Yeah. So I've been writing
from a local artist. Now that's real interesting.
Yeah,
he was indie. He wasn't even mainstream, right?
Nah, he wasn't even mainstream at the time.
Do you remember what year that was? I ain't gonna age you too much.
It was like around about 90, 91.
Okay.
By 90.
Okay, nice.
By 90.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
that's 90. Right. How? That's nice. How long have you been doing music, and how did you get your start?
Well, really, I've been like doing music for a minute, and the same dude that I was telling you about, it was a local rapper that made me want to rap. That years went on, I hooked up with him. He took me to the studio. This was like 96, you know, he took me to the studio. And it was complications went on between him and some of his family.
Hey, Hustler, yeah. I got a question. Hustler. Who made you start rapping?
MC Cool.
Oh, MC Cool, okay.
Yeah, all you right. Remember him?
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, you know, as time went on, you know, years later I hooked up with him. He took me to the studio. We would go to the studio in Memphis and stuff was dropping, you know. And we was damn near through with a CD. You know, he had complications with his family, you know. So he cut it loose, you know. I like, damn, what am I going to do now? So I just kept on writing. And, you know, as time went on, I started popping my trunk, selling my own music. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know. I just kept on doing. I took a break from it. I just took a break, you know, because I was doing other stuff. And, you know, I just really got back in it. I came up with a CD, you know, called Look What the Block Bought Me. You know, I'm going to push that like Master P, though.
Yeah.
That's what it is, though.
Yeah, we for the push it like Master P.
We for the push that like P. It's hot, fish grease. It's like fish grease, shawty. It's hot.
That's right.
It's hot.
Hey, Stacey, you ain't lying, because I got songs I'm going to download the radio tonight, and all three of them are bangers.
It's fish grease, shawty.
Can you tell me musically? I have a question. Is that feedback coming from you? Is that your background?
No, ma'am.
Or
no,
see,
ma'am.
Can
it's
we mute
mine.
Somebody out there? There's some really loud feedback, and it's throwing me off.
Yeah, I was hearing it too myself.
You hear it too? It's kind of
yeah,
throwing
I
me. I don't. Oh, there we go. Much all right. Better.
There we go.
That breaks it. Okay, so can you tell me musically? What is it that Charlie Hustle can bring to the hip hop table? What can you bring to the table musically?
What I can bring to the table. I mean, my music is really valid. I mean, my music is like me, you know. It ain't no watered down, no flu gaze, no skinny jeans, no tight shirt. It's just life experience. You feel me? It's life experience. I mean, if folk been in the same, if we cut from the same cloth, you've been in the same struggle I've been in, you ain't got no trouble but the listeners and feel it. You feel me? Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Oh,
I like how you mentioned the no skinny jeans.
My style, I got my own, a lot of folks that got their own style, I got my own style. You know, I've had the same style since I started making music. You know, I
don't
know.
What would you define your style as? Is it definable?
I don't know. You got to listen to yourself, and you might have defined it yourself when you hear it.
Okay. We could
know.
Do that.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I like to hear that. So it's kind of hard to, it seems like define, you know. I find it funny, too. A lot of artists, which I think can be kind of humble, you know, you're not able to go ahead and necessarily break down, you know, your own specific style, and that tells me it's different. And I like that. So it's not like the same old, same old. It's good to see not having that. That's something I think that hip-hop is missing. I get tired of hearing the same stuff.
I mean, my music mode is the struggle, you feel me? I mean, I don't know what to say, you know.
It's your story. It's your story. Yeah,
it's
I got
my
you.
Story. Yeah, everybody
I got
a story to tell, so I got a story to tell, too.
Got you.
That's
got
what
you.
It is.
Now, who would you say is hot right now in hip hop outside of yourself?
If I tell you, you won't believe me. I only listen to rappers. I don't listen to music. I don't watch TV.
Get out
you
of here.
I got a truck, right? I ain't had a CD playing them about 2 or 3 years. I don't even listen to music. No, I don't listen to music. The reason I don't listen to music, really, because most music is watered down. I mean, it's cartoon music. I mean, when I grew up, rap music was somebody's struggle. It was real. You know, it was your life. Mm-hmm. It was real, the music. I grew up on Ghetto Boy, Killer Mike, Big Mike, MCA, West Coast music, you know, a lot of Houston music, a little New Orleans, you know. I listen to like Scarface, a lot of music I listened to growing up. You know, and there's no Scarface in the music about that struggle, but, you know, they, you know how, they, you know what I mean. So... don't listen to a lot of music, no. It's fairy, you know, all that fairy tale rapping. If you can, when I listen to music, if it's, you know, if it comes from the heart, I can feel it. That's the type of music I like listening to. All this fairy tale, man, I only listen to it, you know. Because there's a lot of rappers out here, you know, that deserve a chance. But it's fairy tale music that they listen to now, you know. They get put behind, so, you know. That's why me, myself, I'm not depending on a record deal, none of that. I'm a hustler, you know. So, this record deal, you know, that record deal, you know, it's like a, you know, that's one in a million. You know, at the moment, my movement is pound game. It's my movement. And, you know, I'm about to load my trunk up and state to state till I stack my money up, you know. I ain't looking at no signing with nobody, you know, doing this. I've been doing this so long and put so much money in. I'm not signing. I don't plan on signing with nobody. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Right, I can definitely definitely appreciate that. So basically, there's not anybody that you really, really listen to, or are you not interested in any other genres? Is it just straight hip hop?
I listen to any type of music. I tell you what, though, lately though, I listen to like some of Rich Homie Quan. And one of my little partners put me on Kevin Gates. I listen to some of him because, you know, I feel his struggle, though, you know. If I can feel your struggle, you know, I listen to you, you know. But that's what it is, though.
I gotcha. Does Charlie Hustle have any words that he lives by?
Never bite the hand that feeds you. Yeah, that's what I feel, but never bite the hand.
Hey, what you say, dog?
Never bite the hand that feeds you. That's the only thing I live by. Amen.
Hey, Stacey, you know what's good about this artist right here? I was just telling my brothers and my little nephew, Clay Achilles, I was just telling them this guy right here, you really can feel his pain. I mean, listen to his music. Everything this guy says is more likely the truth.
It's solid, homie. And no water down to it. And then the water down. No flu gaze, no net.
No, no.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ratchet Jock a little bit, man. Let me tell you who you are. They don't know who you are. She lives all the way in Las Vegas. She up there with us having swimming parties and living in mansions and stuff.
I wish.
She really don't know who you are, Hustler.
I got you.
But let
now,
me
tell me about
who
him.
You
tell
are.
Me about him.
This guy is, like, the truth right now. Like, when it comes to artists down in Mississippi, I can tell you there's about four good artists down here right now. And I was telling Hustle this today. And one of the names I said was Pistol Man. Pistol Man is a true artist also, you know.
That's right.
And then I told him Coke is a true artist.
That's right.
I told him Grim Steez is a true artist. I told him Juvie is a true artist. I told him that he was a true artist. I'm sorry, that's five of them. So there's only five real rappers around the Mississippi area that really have anything going on when it comes to rapping. You dig what I'm saying? These are the best of the best, the cream of the crop. They're the Dillingers of the Outlaw West. You dig what I'm saying? They're Dillingers.
Yeah.
So that means they can take over anything. These guys are not thugs, but they're kind of corporate because they got sense. They all got good jobs. A lot of them got good jobs. I know, you know. I don't want to say what they do, but a lot of them got great jobs, and they're still doing the rap music, man. I just want to salute, and I want to salute Hustler and let everybody know, when you hear these two songs by Hustler, more than likely it's the truth, guys. I know this guy, so feel what I'm saying. I said I know this guy. So check it out, guys. This is what I'm going to do for you guys right now. We got 39 minutes to go. So this is how the show's going to go. Hey, Stacey, I'm not taking over. I'm just going to tell them how the show's going to go.
That's
all right.
I was going to ask if we can play one of his songs since, you know, we heard it. We need to hear him. You rest
what you
going to
play, what you gonna
hey,
play
you know
first,
hey,
DJ?
Hey, Jackie, check it out. I knew Stacey was going to say that. So basically, that's why I was going to say this. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a timeout. We got 38 minutes to go, 38 minutes and 57 seconds, counting. I got three songs loaded up by Charlie Hustler, because that's my guy right there. So he has three songs on the show tonight that we're going to listen to. Okay, guys. The first one, Charlie Hustler, is All They Need to Know. All They Need is Baking Soda. Tell them about that.
at that track, All I Need is Baking Soda. I mean, it's a track of the North, and the homie came up with it. You feel me? Called All I Need is Baking Soda. I mean, I don't need no record deal. I mean, I can do this myself. You feel me? I mean, some folks need help. I don't need no help. I'm about to cop me 50,000 CDs and go off. You feel me? So this track is called All I Need is Baking Soda. You feel me? Yeah. This is your boy, Tyler Hustle. Check me out at Instagram at Hustle Who, HUSLEWHO. Hustle Who, HUSLEWHO. Hustle Who. Go on, let him hear.
Hey, Hustler, give me a world premiere for the show, brother. This is the DJ Black Caesar Friend Show.
No, I'm live. My boy, DJ Black Caesar, the Friend Show, I'm saying. I'm showing him love because he showed me love. You feel me? Real nigga, you feel me? Fuck with indie artists and stuff. So y'all, you know, salute him. You feel me? This my big homie.
I know some Mexicans.
I know Colombians.
I'm like the Taliban. I call Peruvians. All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda. I'm in the kitchen like I'm Pillsbury shaking the pot. I'm turning grams into fraction, rapping and up the guap. I know magic like Rezanga, I turn one into three. And I keep one off in the chamber, Tyler Hustle don't sleep. Hey, where I'm from, homeboy, if you don't hustle, you don't eat. So I go hard like LeBron, like I play for the Heat. My niggas coming through it, but I'm trying to spread out the jam. Old baloney ass nigga, I'm in the streets going ham. And the last time I kicked, Tyler Hustle the man. These niggas internet thugging, trying to give them a fan. Nigga, I'm posted on I-20, trying to give me a band. Thanks to Herman, Hammond, Bacon Soda, the microwave man.
All
I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda. I'm Tyler Hustle, ain't no problem, I was raising the bricks. I'm at the table chopping out 20s, trying to give me a whip. I got a plug, it ain't no problem, if I fall, I'm good. Hey, did I mention I'm connected like the streets in your hood? I'm bagging midges like a chicken, like I'm working for church. I got a bad brother, trouble, she addicted to purse. I got a fitted for the money, in the D-boy demeanor. I'm running circles, running clowns like a circus arena. I got a thing for the Gucci, and I'm addicted to Ben. I'm in the hood swinging balls like Venus Arena. Baking soda on the counter, I'm ready to do on my folks. Fish scale on the counter, and I got cush in my roach. All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda. All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda,
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 baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
Okay, okay, guys. Before I ask the question right now, I got one person I want to hear answer this question for me. Stacey Darlene, yeah, can you hear me?
And you picking on me, C's.
Stacey Darlene, can you hear me?
I hear you, baby. I hear you. Go on.
Okay. All right, I got a question for you, all right? Now, this is probably one of the most profound persons that I could say listens to music the right way. She doesn't hold any kind of animosity towards anybody when it comes to the independent artist. This girl is the truth when it comes to talking to these independent artists. She does a better job than DJ Black Caesar. So this is the question I got for you, Stacey Darlene. What did you think about that song by Charlie the Hustler?
Let me tell you something.
Check that out. Before you say anything right now, I'm going to sing you the song so you can listen to them on your computer because I know the phone takes away a lot of quality from the song. So
You probably heard it, but you could. You know what I'm saying? You didn't hear it, but you heard it. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. But from what I can hear on it, you have some really, really trunk heavy beats going on there. I mean, that is a headbanger. It really is. It flowed. My head nonstop went. It lyrically, it was pretty deep. I'm impressed. And if you could send me over, I would really like to hear it because, it's kind of hard sometimes when you're on the show with the speakers that I use.
Stacey, Darlene, check it out, baby. You ain't got to worry about nothing. What I'm going to start doing, I'm going to start sending you all the tracks of the artists that we're going to interview for the magazine. I'm going to start sending you all their music. I'm going to send you their bios and stuff. I have it. So I don't have a bio on Charlie the Hustler. But Charlie the Hustler, you're going to talk to him anyway because you're going to interview him for the magazine. So when you do that, but I'm going to send you Charlie the Hustler's only music right now in Tupelo, Mississippi. This is what he has for the new 2014, three joints. You're going to hear them all. As a matter of fact, we're putting on another song right now. This right here is called Dope Boy by Charlie the Hustler. Now, Charlie the Hustler, what is Dope Boy about?
Charlie.
Yo, Charlie's clear. Charlie,
you want to get him back on the line?
Let's
see, if you want, I can talk about the magazine if you want to get him back on the line.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
Okay.
Here we go.
Charlie.
Okay.
I was asking you a question, Charlie. Did you hear what I asked you?
Yeah, in reality, it's the truth. It called ain't no money like Dope Boy money. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, if anybody ever heard of Trick Trick from Detroit, the King of Detroit, Trick Trick. Me and him about to do a remix and a video to this track, too.
Okay,
he goes up on the remix.
Right.
If anybody
know
Trick Trick from Detroit, no fly zone. No fly zone, baby.
Right.
You feel me?
No fly zone.
So be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I met him in Memphis. He loved my music. He wanted to jump on this track.
Okay.
Ain't no money like Dope Boy money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I heard Slim Thug is liking your music also, man. I heard
Nice. It's stuff in the air, though, but, I'm about money. If ain't no money being made,
Right.
You can be T.I.G.'s if you ain't come out spending no money with me.
Right.
That's
real.
That's about as real as it gets right there,
Steve. Let me tell them again, though. Yeah. I've been doing this so long. It costs your 9-hole weight don't mean nothing to me. I need some money. You feel me?
I know that's right. Rents do pay me.
All right. Rents do pay me now.
That's your slogan. Hey, now check it out, guys. We're about to get to this song right quick. It's called Ain't No Money Like Dope Boy Money by Charlie the Hustler.
Ain't no money like Dope Boy Money.
I used to turn me a little more. I used to dope boy. All these niggas work for minimum wage. All these dope boy. True the fact about it, homeboy. You the dope boy, homeboy. You a dope boy, homeboy. Found gang, homie. Charlie Hustler. This is the homeboy. You know what I mean? Repeat after me, homeboy. Let's go.
Ain't no money like dope boy money. Call dope boy money. Don't stop. For a father figure, found me some dope. When you grew up in a house, ain't no water, no light. And your home in Section 8, you learn quick about life. So I cop it and I drop it like no stroke was an honor. 20 bowls in the trunk, I'm a dope boy runner. I take them back to 98, send them Apollo flip. And I was only 17 and daddy tell you about that. I bought a ball and went to ballin' like my name was Fall. I'm on the block fading away, I'm in the net like Ross. I feel the rain, white storm, then the froze to get on. Now I'm connected like the plasma mouth and T.I. home. I'm on my grizzly by my beanie like my cousin in Memphis. Razor blazer sandwich bags like you chain, I'm getting it. Ain't a nigga here in the city that can eye hustle child. Matter of fact, on top of that, man, a bitch ain't a problem. Ain't no money like dope boy money. Call dope boy money, don't stop. In the street and I flipped me a O. Car closing, hold it, shout the dope boy no. Car closing, hold it, shout the dope boy
Call me Shrill Claw, shot, I make it rain in the clothes. And I'm alerted to that meat if I ain't cat, I don't blow. I turn my granny crew a homie to a drive-thru on them. And I don't want to shout, shout, I buy the shit in the wonder. I'm a 98 D, boy, IT and whipper. I'm a 400 big body wood grain gripper. I'm a all base and fish scale D-boy flipper. I know D good and still working, flipping like niggas. I'm in Miami fighting the heat, nigga, I feel like LeBron. I'm in my first 20 racks, nigga, I feel like a Don. And I don't fuck with them records, happy niggas be lying. So while you fabricating your rhyme, you need to get on your grind.
Ain't nobody like dope boy money, call dope boy money, don't stop.
Charlie the Hustler on that Dope Boy song, man. Hey, I got another song by Charlie the Hustler. Hey, check it out, man. I know you guys are sitting there right now. I know you guys are digging on this artist right now. That's my man, Charlie the Hustler. Check him out, guys. He's about to be on the DJ Black Caesar Radio because I'm about to download his stuff there later on tonight. Also, I'm about to put him on TuneIn, my TuneIn app. You can download that to your smartphones. If you got a smartphone, download the TuneIn app. That's T-U-N-E-I-N app. APP, once you, app, I'm sorry, once you download that app, you're going to type in DJ, one word, Black, one word, B-L-A-C-K, Caesar, one word, C-E-Z-A, Radio, one word, R-A-D-I-O. Okay, you're going to type in DJ Black Caesar Radio, the TuneIn app will come up, DJ Black Caesar Radio will pop up. I think after you type in Caesar, I think it'll pop up. You really don't need the radio, but if you guys type it in, it'll pop up. So, guys, check it out right now. If you want to get on my radio station, you get at me at 662-995-0679. Once again, if you want to get on my radio station right now on this Blog Talk show, get at me at 662-995-0679. Once again, for the people in the background that didn't hear, for you guys sitting back there smoking weed, drinking wine, not paying attention, check it out, guys, one more time. 662-995-0679, guys. Okay, guys, get at me with that. I got some business cards coming out soon. I think they'll be out in Monday of next week. I have the business cards out for you guys. We got the A&R magazine business cards. Also, we got the Twin Amp business cards, the radio station. We have two new websites we're going to be working on. We're going to be working on DJ Black Caesar. I'm sorry, Rents Do Pay Me radio website. And we're also working on the A&R magazine website, also .com. Okay, guys, those are two magazines, the two websites we're working on right there. Also, we're going to have the A&R Urban Edition magazine coming out. We're going to break that down a little bit. M-A-G-U-E, that's going to be the breakdown right there. M-A-G-U-E, that'll be the breakdown for the website with the website that the Urban Edition is going to be on. But we're going to have where you can go there and buy the magazines. We're going to put those magazines up there every month. Right now, we got Curtis Blow. And who is that, Stacey Darlene, on the front cover of 777?
Amez, 777, hot artist. He's incredible. He does a lot of everything, acting, too. He's really phenomenal. And Curtis Blow, man, oh, man, he's still going. Phenomenal.
Yes,
good
sir,
stuff
yes,
in this month. We got a lot of good stuff out there this time. Larceny's in there.
Right.
Great.
Oh,
interview
yeah.
With Larceny.
About Larceny. Right, right.
Absolutely.
Coke
Absolutely.
Boy Styles. Robert Jackson
yep,
is in there.
Styles
in there.
Yep.
Right. Wow. See, Styles told me to let you know that he got his magazine ordered. I think he ordered three magazines. So we do have Steve Styles with his magazine right now.
That's right. That's love, Steve Styles. Salute. Thank you.
Yeah, and I got one magazine, and I think I'm going to order another one because I only got one. I was waiting for my man I was waiting for DC's magazine to drop, but since
drops
it hasn't
tonight,
dropped yet, I think
it is dropping.
Oh, okay.
It's actually
okay.
At print. The link will be kicked off in about an hour or so. So
oh,
that
okay.
one's dropping
cool, cool,
today.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay,
good
cool.
stuff.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Okay,
hey, let me point
well,
something out real quick before
yeah,
we go forward. Something about your radio station. I want everybody out there to know we have something new that we've added called 1X Cox Billboard. And if you call in to the show, that's all it takes. Call in, request a song, and you can get that person on our top 20. And it comes out every single month.
Oh, yeah.
How's that going?
Oh, yeah.
How, we doing good on the call-ins with that?
Well, you reckon now, I think the call-ins have stopped falling off because I stopped promoting it. But I'm glad you did it tonight, Stacey Darlene. You're always on top of it before I get to it. So we do want to bring that 1X Billboard charts back, 1X Cox. That's my guy right there in Tupelo, Mississippi, my running partner. You guys already know him. You guys just know me. You got to know 1X Cox. That's my roadie right there. And my also, you know, that guy right there has a lot going on. The guy's very knowledgeable about the music game. Very knowledgeable about truck driving because he's a truck driver. So, guys, if you need to know anything about driving trucks, if you want to drive a truck, then I can get you in touch with the right man. That guy right there has his hands in everything. When it comes into getting in a truck and an 18-wheeler, he can get you in it, all right? So, 1X Cox, salute to my man out there, 1X Cox, Tupelo, Mississippi. The thunderstorms tore up most of Tupelo, as you guys know. Just let
man.
You guys know if you didn't know. Yeah, Tupelo was wiped out, a lot of spaces, a lot of places missing roofs. Me and Hustler were riding around today looking at some of the damage, and it was just incredible.
How did you guys and your families, you and your families, both of you, you guys okay?
Well, you know, it's about maybe, Tupelo is about maybe 10 minutes from where I live at. I live in Shannon, Mississippi, and
gotcha.
It missed completely, but where Hustler's at, I think, Hustler was in good condition also because it didn't even go on the side where Hustler lived.
Nice.
But it was more on the side. What was that Hustler, like on 45 on Gloucester?
Yeah, Gloucester. Yeah, around Gloucester. Tore that up there, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah.
Man.
That was pretty tough. Yeah. Hey, but Hustler said one good thing today. Nobody really lost their lives in it. There might have been one or two, but as far as people getting killed, man, if you look at some of the houses, some of the trees, some of the stuff that happened, some of the ways the houses were twisted up, some of the houses aren't even there, man. And nobody got killed. I mean, but, you know, about two or three people might have got killed. But, you know, that's pretty good for the hundreds and hundreds of people that actually got damaged because so many houses got damaged. It was just
restaurants.
Crazy, right, restaurants also. Like, Vanelli's, a restaurant I love to inquire. I love going there. I love the Italian food. You guys already know that. That restaurant got wiped out, man. The steak escape got wiped out. It blew the steak escape across the highway, man. So I don't even know where that place is at anymore. But the little gas station around the corner where the car lot at, it knocked the windows out of Hummers, the radios, everything. It wrecked a lot of places.
Very sad.
I like to say we're gonna pray for those people. Those people in my prayers every night now on. I just want to say
what it is.
Yeah. Tupelo, we will be praying for you. We hate that it happened to you guys, but you know what? God works in mysterious ways, and he has mysterious ways of letting you know when you're doing wrong. So I think everybody needs to pitch in and do right. So right now, they're all pitching in and doing right. They're feeding and they're watering down some of the people that were out without electricity, without water, without food. Some of these companies around Tupelo have been donating food to them. I just want to say salute to all the companies that have been donating food. Also, salute to all the people that donated food and clothing to these people that needed it. And it's just a good thing they've been doing. Like Belafonte and Shelly said, show love. And these people are really showing some love around here. I just want to salute them and say that. Charlie the Hustler, I got a couple of questions for you.
Who's that big homie?
Charlie, can you give out your social networks one more time? Everybody's listening right now. Don't say they can Google you. You guys already know you can Google Charlie. Can they Google Charlie?
Yeah, tell them Google Charlie Hustler. Look what the blog bought me. They'll see the video, the trailer of the video I just shot like a couple weeks ago. I'm saying.
Wow.
New album coming soon. You feel me? Yeah. Google me at Charlie Hustler. Look what the
blog. That video, I just want to say one thing. That video was genius. I've seen the video like a dozen times. Actually, I've been promoting that video, to be honest with you.
What are we doing?
I've been promoting that. and putting it out there for everybody to see. And I see that study moving up, man. The numbers are steady spinning on that. So that's a good thing right there. When you got those numbers moving like they're moving right now, that's a good thing. So you guys can check out Charlie the Hustler. Look what the block brought me. Look what the block brought me.
Google that.
Yeah, check that out.
Google Charlie Hustler. Look what the block brought me. Y'all can hit me up on Facebook at Charlie Hustler.
Yeah. Can you spell out your name a little bit, Charlie, so they can know what it is?
CharlieHustle. Charlie, Hustle. I spell hustle without the T. Charlie Hustle. Hustle. ER, you feel me? Hit me on Facebook at Charlie Hustle. Hook me up on Instagram at Hustle Who. HustleWho. Hustle Who. You can follow me on there, you feel me? Like I said, you can Google me and check out the video, you know what I'm saying? Trailer at Charlie Hustle. Look what the blog bought me.
Hey, Charlie Hustle, I appreciate that, man, fam, because you're on the show right now with DJ Black Season and Stacey Darlene. And Stacey, I thank you for showing up tonight. Well, you show up every night. I just want to thank you for showing up, Stacey Darlene. You guys, please, please, please join up with Stacey Darlene if you haven't already. Her Facebook page. Give me your Facebook URL, Stacey Darlene.
It's real easy. It's Stacey's Planet, StacysPlanut. Stacey's Planet. So just think planet, but with a U, planet. And I also have a Twitter, at Stacey's Planet. Real easy.
Cool, 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 guys. So follow Stacey. She'll follow you back. We like doing that kind of stuff. Also, check out DJ Black Caesar at www.facebook.com/CEO Caesar, C-E-Z-A, at CEO Caesar, C-E-O-C-E-Z-A. Check me out, guys. That's my URL. Check me out on Twitter also under A&R Review, M-A-G. U-E, guys. Check me out right there on the A&R Review Mag, M-A-G-U-E. Check me out there, and you guys could follow me. I'll follow you back. Also, I want to thank all my followers on Facebook. I got like 726 of them today. Hit that 726 today, guys. You know, I'm not too big, but I'm bigger than a lot of you guys out there because a lot of you all got zero. Hey, a lot of you guys might have three or four. So I will say this. My numbers are steady growing right now on Twitter. Let me see what I got on Twitter. I got 5,600 on Twitter. So Twitter is steady growing, and it's steady going up every day, man. I get like 40 to 50 people a day. So you guys keep growing that Twitter, and I'm going to keep loving and supporting you guys. Let me see what else I got going. Oh, check it out. When you guys look at my new Twitter stuff also, I got a new Twitter layout that my man 6-4 Productions put down, Greg 6-4. We got a new A&R, vjackson@gmail.com, caesar@gmail.com. Two tracks, one by and one picture. Rinse, Do, Pay Me Radio, MP3 of your music. And then we have the A&R Repertoire magazine underneath office hours. Office number is 662-995-0679 or 662-321-7781. Booking the Caesar Clan Mafia. If you want to get in touch with Charlie the Hustle and book him, you can also call me at that number also. So DJ Black Caesar, nerd DJ, international DJ, core DJ, and I'm a grimy music DJ. That's my coalition right there. There's like 175 of us right now, but we're steady getting bigger and bigger. I just want to give a shout out to them. I want to give a shout out to Johnny over at the Nerd DJs. He's doing it real big. They have a radio station also, the Nerd DJs Radio. Check us out right there. Also, download that TuneIn app to your smartphone, guys. Download TuneIn app, TuneInApp, app, okay? And then you type in DJ Black, B-L-A-C-K, Caesar, C-E-Z-A, radio, and you should pull up something. And when you do that, can you please save it to your phones? I think you save it to your phones by pushing a little heart, like all at the bottom, the little heart symbol. Push that heart symbol, and it'll save you to your favorites. Okay, guys? So, guys, check it out right here, the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. We got 14 minutes to go. We're going to leave all those 14 minutes up to the Hustler. We're going to find a little bit more about him with Stacey Darlene. She's going to get a little bit more into his interview. You guys, check it out, guys. We got another song we're going to play by Charlie Hustle also. Why don't we go ahead and play that song right now? This is Look What the Block Brought Me, baby. You dig?
Look What the Block Brought Me.
Put the lights on, man.
Look what
because what my man is asking for, I know we can handle it. I know we can get it for him, man. So I want to say that to Mammy Mike if he's listening in, which he's probably not. I will say that. But I will say this also, man. I'm gonna work something out where I'm working with Charlie the Hustler right now. Actually, I help him out from time to time. Anyway, I know you guys see me promoting stuff that he has up there because I just
and
go
I appreciate
there.
That, homie. I appreciate that, big
yeah,
homie.
Yeah,
appreciate
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Homie.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, check it out, my brother. I will say this much, man. You gotta show a lot of love to get a lot of love. So basically, you know, DJ Black Caesar, you know, I always mentioned you, Hustler. I always come over and visit. So, you know, that's the thing right there. But we got a lot in the future that we're going to be doing, brother. We're gonna sell like 50,000 CDs if we get those 50,000, man.
Yeah, we got to
get those CDs moving around like Master P did back in the days, guys.
Yeah, what it is.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, Stacey, Darlene, Stacey, we will say this also to you, Dawg, since you live in Las Vegas. We will be getting you some CDs to slang in Las Vegas. Just give them out.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's all we're going to say. And we're going to get with D.C. I'm with my man over D.C. So we can see about getting some shows booked in Washington, D.C. We got this Million Youth Peace March coming up in October. That's going to be an event that I'll be going to. Also, we have another event coming up next month that we'll be going to in Washington, D.C. And then we have a magazine release party that I don't even know what it looks like right now, but maybe that'll be going in October also. I don't know, man.
No,
man.
No comment.
I hate being one of the bosses, man. Everybody's been coming to me just like, hey, sister, what's up with the party, man? What's up with the party, man? What's up with the party, man? Hey, guys, if you're listening, I don't know what's up with the party. Seems like me, myself.
Don't call Stacy because Stacy doesn't know what's up with the party.
don't call Stacy. Yeah, and also, you guys have been calling Tashonda. Please leave Tashonda alone. She doesn't know where the party will be either. We need to get Tashonda on the phone and see what's up with her. Stacey, remember to do that sometime. Whenever you get a chance, call up Tashonda and see what's going on with her, man, because I haven't even called her, man. She calls me, like, all the time. I mean, she's always on my job, ratting you, man. Like, you know, I'm sorry.
You know what?
Ratting.
She's a really sweet girl. No matter what holiday, weekend, whatever it is, she will drop a note and always say, hey, how are things going? Is everything good?
Right.
And I mean, very professional, beautiful as all get out. So inside and out, that's what I like. She doesn't let her international stardom, I guess you could say. I don't know how you want to word this.
Right.
She's an international model. I know you market her as well, but she doesn't allow it get to her head, and I love that. Like, I could sit and talk to her forever. She's just real, very real.
She's down to earth, man. That's what she is. She's down to earth. I mean, hey, dude, you couldn't ask for a better international model. Like, Tashonda is just one of a kind, man. She is one of a kind.
Okay.
So, now, Charlie, I would like to get back to one of your other songs, man, because I want to play one of your songs one more time just for the audience that didn't hear them. I want to play your song one more time for participating audiences out there right now. But what I want to play is All I Need Is Bacon. So I'll play a song one more time. Stacey Darlene's going to come back. She's going to close you out, brother. Oh, we got a question. Oh, let's see who this question is from. 240619. That looks like Shelly Hernandez. Is that you, Shelly? Hello? 240.
No, that's me, C's. It's D Bonds. I ain't go nowhere.
Okay.
I've been here rocking our whole show.
I love it.
D-Barnes is a fantastic artist also, man. So I only got one song by him. So
that's
going to
change, though.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, D-Barnes, check it out, man.
You're humble, man. I like it.
Get with me on Facebook, man. Are you on Facebook still, baby?
Yes, sir, always.
Okay, go in the chat room and send me your email address, and send me send me some new music, man. I need at least 3 songs on you, brother, so I can get them downloaded to radio. If you do that today, I'll get them downloaded tonight, because I got a lot of music to download tonight. I got 3 songs from Charlie the Hustler. These 3 songs you guys just heard, they're going to radio tonight. Then I got other people. I got about 40 songs to download right now. So, D. Barnes, your 3 is not going to make a difference. Anybody else want to send me some music, please send the music to Rents. R-E-N-T-S, Due, D-U-E, Pay, P rinsdopayme@gmail.com. That's rinsdopayme@gmail.com. That's rinsdopayme@gmail.com. Thanks a lot, guys. Or you can reach me at 662-995-0679. Once again, that number is for the guys in the back that are retarded. Did you hear me? 662-995-0679. Get at me, guys. We got a lot of major things going over here right now. We got Stacey Darlene in Las Vegas making things happen for us with the A&R magazine. We got my guy D.C. in Washington, D.C. with the nightclub up there that's doing real good. He wants me to move up there so I can run that nightclub. I don't know if I'm going to move or not. But sounds like a good opportunity for myself, right. And then sounds like a good opportunity for some of these artists that I'm working with, because that'll be them coming there to perform. So you guys, please pray for me, pray for my man Hustler, pray for Stacey Darlene. We all need prayers, guys. If we pray together, we'll stay together. You dig? So let's all pray, guys. Hustler, man, you were fantastic, man. You came in, did a wonderful job in your interviews. You came in at the last minute, man. Let me thank you for that. I want to thank you, Hustler. You're a good, true friend, brother. I want to say shout out to my man, Hustler. What's up?
That's what it is, big homie. That's what it is. I appreciate you having me on your show. Appreciate the girl, Darlene. You say her name?
Stacey Darlene.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you, son. Okay.
It's
appreciate
all good.
That little big homie. You feel me? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
yes,
that. Sir. Yeah. And tell him, let me tell him again, big homie. Let me tell him one more time, big homie. Tell him to follow me on Instagram at Hustle Who, HustleWho. Hustle Who. You got to watch me and follow me. It's going to be a movie. If you ain't heard of me, in 6 months you're going to hear me. I don't care where you live at, you'll hear about me in 6 months.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Where you live at, big homie.
Stacey, Darlene, I know you on the phone, baby. Go ahead and do what I always do, baby, because you did a good job last week. hey, let me take one thing for about there. Let me take one thing there about there. Yes, I was tipsy last week. I was on those margaritas last week. I was on the radio show. Stacey Darlene was calling my name. I listened to the show. I'm like, who are they calling? So I'm like, damn, dude. I was so out of it. I probably was off the show for like 15 minutes, man. So, yeah, that was me being tipsy once again. But I'll give you a chance, guys. I said I'd never do that the last time it happened, but I did it again. But from now on, I'll never do it again. I didn't know what was going on. I was so happy. I listened to the show on Stacey Darlene to see how bad I messed up, and I think I did a good job for a guy that was drunk.
Here you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who's that?
Hello.
Somebody was saying something.
Okay, Dad. Stacey Darlene, go ahead. You get the last 60 seconds. It's your show, baby. What's up?
Okay, I definitely want to say thank you so much. For coming out, all our supporters, for listening. Charlie Hustle, I really enjoyed talking to you, and I look forward to maybe doing a little bit more in-depth when we have a little bit more time to get you in the next magazine. Dee Barnes, it's been a blessing to actually hear some really good music out there, too, you know, both you and Charlie Hustle. I appreciate it, and we hope to see you here same time next week, 7 p.m., the DJ, all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. 7 p.m. Central.
Hey, and also, I would like to thank my man Rex, who's in the house. Rex hey, man,
I apologize. That's my bad. I always miss the first hour. I can listen while I'm working.
No, you're good.
My bad.
Good.
I apologize,
good,
Rex. Excellent. I enjoyed it.
You good, baby. Don't worry about it. I got your back. You got my back. That's what's up.
That's
it works
right.
Like that. Okay, guys. You already heard it right here. Stacey Darlene said the show, the DJ, all new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show will be here every Wednesday night. Check it out at 7 o'clock Central. If you guys aren't here at 7, hopefully you're probably somewhere else. But you guys need to check out the show. It's the best thing growing on right now other than Tavis Smiley's show. So if you guys here with DJ Black Caesar and Friends, you're going to have a good time, even though my friends are all gone. But you guys are going to have a good time. Now I think I'm going to rename the show as Stacey Darlene and DJ Black Caesar.
I got you.
Yeah. We're going to rename the show. We've got to rename the show. So we're going to do that. I'll do that the first thing I'll get on. I'll get on in a couple weeks, Stacey Darlene. I'll get on that right away, all right?
Yeah. You're funny.
We're going to keep the name the same because the friends means that Stacey Darlene will be here. That means I'll be here as long as we're here. And you know your friends are here. So we're going to stay friends.
That's
all
right.
Guys. So if you guys want to send us some music, like I said, send it to rinsdopayme@gmail.com. We'll get your music on the radio tonight. Also, if you guys want to get in on this A&R television show thing that's about to kick off in June, you'd get at me as soon as possible. to anrvjackson@gmail.com. That's A-N-R-V, as in Victor, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, @gmail.com. Get at me an email right there. Send me one bio, one clean edited track for radio, because you're going to be on television. That's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, at Ted Turner Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where me and Stacey Darlene and Tashana will be at. That's going to be in June. So you guys, please get with us in June. Hear more about what's going on. We'll be bringing you updates every week starting next week, because I'm going to have Tashana come on the show, but you guys know about that. Okay, guys, thanks a lot for getting to the DJ Black Season Friends Show. Thanks a lot, Hustle. We'll get back with you later on, brother.
That was a big homie. Appreciate that.
Bye, everyone.
All right.
All right.
See you later.